More than 100 years after the British built a railway through East Africa, Kenya has built one of its own, this time with a big assist from China. NPR's Ada Peralta took the scenic inaugural ride last week from the port city of Mombasa to the capital of Nairobi.
Just as the sun rises, passengers begin arriving at the Mombasa terminal station. There's a red carpet, helicopters, and Kenyans dressed in suits and dresses. Consolata Muvea took a bus from a faraway rural town to ride this train, and she is enthralled, all smiles and tickled by the fact that attendants will bring her tea and that there is a toilet on board.
Just imagine how I am always traveling with a bus and there is no toilet. How can be a toilet here? So I'm happy.
Just a few steps away is Peter Asioko Mweka. He's marveling at the machine in front of him. The train will take about 4 hours to get to Nairobi, half the time it takes by road. Asioko Mweka says he's sure this train will make Kenya richer. But really, he says, this is about Kenya breaking from their colonial past and building their own history.
The last history is being overrun by the history of today.
The rail line, however, was financed with more than $3 billion borrowed from the Chinese government. A Chinese company built it, and a Chinese company will operate it for the first 5 years. Critics have denounced the project for saddling the Kenyan people with debt, and back in 2013, the World Bank decided not to help finance the project because it would have cost about half as much to simply upgrade the rail line left behind by the British. Indeed, Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta does not mention debt as he boards an inaugural train in Mombasa.
Today, we celebrate laying one of the key cornerstones to Kenya's transformation to an industrialized, prosperous, middle-income country.
I board a separate media train for a journey that the British called the Lunatic Express, in part because lions had a habit of eating the men working on the railway.
One of the treats of riding this train is that you pass through Tsavo National Park. It means that you get these amazing vistas of the African bush. They're dotted by majestic baobab trees. And just a little bit ago, I looked out my window and counted 7 elephants walking through a plain.
Jubilation greets the train every time it makes a stop, and little kids run toward it, waving and smiling. Despite any controversy, it's clear that this is a proud moment for Kenyans. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.